Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis Shir number 537, where the book Bahava Saleh by Rabbi Moshe Hershkowitz, chapter 4, is entitled The Six Love Languages. It's a very beautiful, effective system. Talking about his cable energy, explaining that if both husband and wife are at a stage of loving each other unconditionally and purely, and they work towards their different natures, with their different natures, so that each one can provide the other what they need, then the connection and that cable energy, as he calls it, of the cord connecting husband to wife, wife to husband, operates optimally. And he proposes six love languages. We had different methodologies in the five love languages by Gary Chapman, and I believe the book by Rabbi Aaron Lane also talked about the connection of love languages and needs of primarily what women need versus men and so on and so forth. And his model is similar to that, and it's very, very good. So the way he puts it is that they all have these six love needs, but their priorities are different. Women need first love languages that he calls TLC. Now, TLC people use as tender loving care, but the way he labels TLC is thinking. T is thinking, L is listening, C is caring. That's what women need first, mostly. What men need first is RSP, which he calls R is respect, S is support, P is praise. And an emotional connection is when you have those two. You have the TLC, the thinking and listening and caring, plus the RSP, which is the respect, support, and praise. Both men and women need all six of them. But for women, the TLC comes first, and then the RSP. And for men, the RSP comes first, and then the TLC. In other words, for women, they need the thinking, listening, and caring towards them first, primary. Men need first respect, support, and praise, primary. But the key is really, ideally, is that it's on the husband to give her, the wife, the TLC first. The thinking, the listening, the caring. Otherwise, he will not receive the RSP, the respect, support, and praise. Now, for the women listening out there, that doesn't mean that you just sit back and don't be in the giving mode. But the truth is according to Kabbalah, it really is on the man to be the primary giver in the marriage, and it's up to the man to initiate the process of connecting by giving his wife that TLC, the thinking, listening, and caring. And when she generally receives that, which she craves and deserves, then she will gladly, beyond measure, reciprocate by showering on her husband the RSP, the respect, support, and praise that he needs, including the thinking, listening, caring that he needs, everything. And there'll be a cable energy, as he calls it, that transmits positive energy freely between them, and their marriage will be happy. So again, I'm going to just reiterate, although it doesn't say it here, that doesn't mean that when the wife is up to and feels in that giving mode or wants to give on her own, that is a healthy thing. But it can't, but what I think the intent here is it cannot be with the insistence of the husband. In the husband's mind, it's very important that he needs to give first. The TLC needs to come first from the husband, and then she responds with the RSP, respect, and support and praise back to him, and not reversed. And again, I want to make it clear, and the author hopefully is hearing this, but the idea of not reversed means that's the regular mode of doing things. If a wife, though, on her own, is in that giving mode and chooses to give lovingly to her husband, I don't think that's a contradiction. And sometimes that creates a reciprocation, that kindness for the husband to respond. But again, I believe it's that it should not be out of the insistence of the husband. If a husband in his mindset needs to have that framework, that he needs to be the initial giver. If he insists, if a husband does insist on getting the respect and support and praise first, without first giving his wife the thinking, listening, and caring, then the wife won't feel safe and secure in the marriage. So that is very, very true. Sometimes a couple had been wounded from childhood pain, or current marital conflicts that they forgot how to give and receive. Or they never knew how to do that. They never had the chinuch and the training, which is so, so important, because sometimes it doesn't come naturally for whatever reason. And when they get married, they hope that automatically they would provide them everything they would need to heal. Like Rabbi Tversky used to say, people are under the illusion that marriage is a hospital. But that rarely happens, unless there's hard work done, unless there's guidance done. So while Rabbi Hershkowitz said that women need TLC, thinking, listening, caring, while men need RSP, respect, support, and praise, it's not so simple as that. It means that women primarily need TLC, but they also need RSP. Women, too, need to be respected and supported and praised. Men primarily need respect, support, and praise, but they will crave thinking, listening, and caring. So they all need all six. And he doesn't mention it here, but there are different men that have more feminine energy and vice versa. Women that have some masculine energy, they all have that. There's a what we call a hiskalos combination of them. And there are certain men that need that thinking, listening, and caring more than they need the respect, support, and praise, and vice versa. This is just generally speaking of men and women. And the idea is that the midos is important, and that a zivig, and I said this, it's good. I'm very happy that he says this, that even if there is a zivig, and it's your zivig, but the idea being is that the behaviors have to be correct. You could have the right zivig, and if your behaviors are not correct, then it will fall apart. You're going to say, oh, it's not your zivig, but it was your zivig, and it is your zivig, but you're not treating her right. He brings from the time of Devarer, Ramosha Cordovero, that there is also much care that a man must take for himself to make that the Shechina is connected with him and not separated from him. And the essence of the Shechina for a man is the side of the female. He needs to be humble in meeting the needs of his wife first, even if his needs will be secondary. And the divine presence, the Shechina, will stand above him to bless him all of this that he gives and gives again to his wife. And the blessings of the house depends on his giving and her taking. And I will say, with just the her taking part, there is a healthy taking that's actually giving, as we will discuss at one point in time. But the idea is that the husband does need to be very careful to honor his wife. Bracha occurs in the home only for the sake of his wife. Loilam Yezar Bekovet Ishtai, will be careful with the covet of his wife. Shem Bracha Metzuya Betech Beisai Ela Bishol Ishtai. So it says, because all blessings come because of the wife. So here you see the word of covet, which is respect, which is the RSP, which is the secondary, right? We said the women thinking, listening, caring. Here we're saying that she's to be given respect. So she needs to do that. He needs to do that and prepare to give his wife all her emotional needs. Her wife, Ibipnemius, well, whether she acknowledges consciously or not, no matter what the feminine movement is and no matter what they're subject to in this culture, they deeply want their husbands to be a source for them and that he should but always be thinking of her. That is what a wife desires. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it down as David says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, I'm always mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, a man's wife wants to be the center of his life. She wants that her husband should feel that she is priority above and beyond everything and anything else. David Malach also said, Hashem, I seek your presence, Bakshu Panecha, and Mo Ahavti Tzairesecha, how much I love you, Tzairah, Kol HaYom Yisichasi, all day I discuss it, all day, just like that is the way we think of Tzairah and Hashem. The wife needs to and expects to have daily reminders of how much her husband loves her. She wants him to think that no woman, no person comes close to being as wonderful as she is to her husband. So now we're going to go through what the TLC means that you first give to the wife. What is T? T means thinking. What does thinking mean? Thinking means that she wants him to have her in his mind and to hear him express, I love you, I'm thinking of you, I desire your presence. And here are the bullet points of this thinking aspects that husbands should pay attention to. A wife wants to feel thought of in the following ways. She wants to feel appreciated, to feel very proud that she's your spouse, that she's your wife. She wants to feel you view her as the most beautiful woman alive. She wants loving care at a special time every month, and she needs and expects daily reminders of how much you love her. Daily reminders means whether it's possible to be physically intimate or whether not. All the time, daily reminders. You should praise her to your family, and she wants you to consider her needs above everyone else's. And she wants you to think that no woman comes close to being as wonderful as she is. And that is the husband's mindset needs to be along those lines, because that's what Hashem wants. And it's the truth. Because you see, Hashem loves every soul unconditionally. So the husband's listening here. What's easier to get to this point of this thinking in a healthy way and giving this to your wife and expressing love is to recognize that Hashem sees the pureness of every neshama that he blew into to a person. So he sees your wife's tzelem aleichem, and he sees your wife's neshama. Loving your wife, Hashem does, beyond the greatest love, human love possible. And a husband needs to think, Hashem loves her so much and sees her as being unique and wonderful. So I have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing the same. So that is the idea of the T part, the thinking part, is to have that mindfulness, to have in the mind your wife all the time. And although it doesn't say it, the thinking here means also expressing that very much. So that's a very important insight. And we are going to continue, Be'ez Hashem, discussing this in the upcoming share.